Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K, and I am back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. First and foremost, I didn't even like give recognition to this, but we hit over 100 episodes. My God. What? Lord. You are so good. We have been through 3 seasons together, you guys. So you all have been listening to me for almost 3 years. Like, we've been on this podcast since January 2020, okay? So it's been about 2 years, and man, like, we have literally come to our 100th episode mark. So look, here's what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to spend this week going back listening to old episodes so that you can appreciate your growth. So that you can not only see my growth, not only see your growth, but to really understand how God has been working through this podcast since the very beginning. I want you all to reflect. I want you to take notes. I want you to share your insights and your revelations and all of that, all of those things. And I really want y'all to just honor the growth, honor the way that God has been with us this entire time. So shout out to all of the listeners, those who are still here, those who were there from the beginning. I honestly, truly love and appreciate you all. So today I have a prophetic word. Whenever I have these prophetic words, I'm just going to release it. I'm not going to do a good news segment when I have a prophetic word. Well, all my words are prophetic, you know what I'm saying? But When I'm doing teaching, or if it's, you know, just like in a different setting, depending on how, you know, the Holy Spirit wants me to release it, then we can do, you know, the good news segments and, you know, just kind of chill and, you know, that. But when I give prophetic words like this, we need to just get right on up into it and through it. Stop going around it and just go. I'm sorry. I was listening to Matthew Stevenson, and he's provoking this in me, and I don't know what's happening. But look, in all seriousness, I just wanted to express my gratitude and you all's faithfulness, just rocking with me and, you know, being in tune with the Holy Spirit thus far. I really pray that you all, even what I want you all to do, just to celebrate, a way of celebration, I want you all to leave a review. I want you all to leave a rating. I want you all to tell people your experience thus far here on the Living in Pursuit podcast. I really want you all to take 5 minutes of your time to leave a review. Share your experience. I usually use you all's testimonies. I use you all's ratings and reviews for my websites and all the other things that I do. And I do want to share you all's growth. I want to share and display you all, right? So I want you all to just leave your girl a review. Like, leave your girl a rating. Like, do something. You know what I'm saying? So I would really appreciate that to celebrate our 100th episode. My God. Sorry if it sounds a little echoey. I'm in a different room recording this podcast episode. But look, we're just going to go ahead and get into this prophetic word. So from the title, let me go ahead and just break this down the way the Lord has given it to me. If y'all haven't noticed by now, these prophetic words have been a lot of teaching. Okay, it's been a lot of teaching, a lot of deep diving, a lot of studying. Like, I've literally been, before I even released this word, I had to go study. So I've been in my word. I've been, see, it's one thing to know the scriptures, right? But to let the revelation sink in is another part, right? So when I give words like this, it is to edify you. It is to literally challenge you to study. It's challenge you to know what I'm saying for yourself. It's to challenge you to get in God's presence and see what he wants to add on, right? Like, these words are meant to stir up a continuation. It's not meant for you to just listen to it and be like, oh my God, that was a great word. It's literally meant for you to hear the words and then become a doer. Go study what I'm about to give you. There's a lot of scripture. So I'm just going to just not warn you all, but just urge you all to start doing that when I give these types of words. So it's a lot of teaching, but it's a lot of meat. My God, it's a lot of meat in what the Lord is saying right now. So you are established, my God. This episode is for those who have been feeling weary about your next steps and your pathway to the promised land. You've been working on yourself, getting closer to God, doing all the right things, messing up in the process, but still remaining close to God, repenting, forgiving, healing, managing your responsibilities. Those who have been waiting on God for a long time, myself included. This word is strictly for you. Let it also add a blessing to the hearers of this word. I think I mentioned this in the last episode, but I had been praying for God to establish me. I didn't know what that meant. I thought it meant, you know, establish me as a business owner or establishment as a career, right? The whole time, God was establishing my foundation, my relationship with him, my position as a vessel for God, my obedience, my hearing, my yearning for him, my love for him, my respect for him, that type of establishment. Not a title. It ain't fame. It ain't position as a wife. It's your establishment in the kingdom, who you become after the trying, after the renewal, after the pruning. That's what the pruning is for. That's what the waiting is for. To establish you in the spirit. Establish you as a Christian. A true Christian. Okay? To establish your relationship with God. I'm about to give you all some instructions from this prophetic word that God has given me. So please, please, like I said, take some notes. Okay? So let's break this down. Let me go ahead and just read the word, and then I'm going to read what he gave me, and then I'm going to just break it down. So February 18th, 2022 at 6 a.m. in the morning, God started speaking. He says, the time is now. Mark this day, for it shall be remembered unto you. Make a way for your gifts. Remember me and prosper. Go and sin no more. You are clean. Remain in me and I in you. You will lack nothing. It will be hard to please everyone, but most will accept you. You will be well known amongst your peers. You are ready. The door is opening. Prepare for the move by faith and provision. You will have help. This is my, I feel like I'm talking to somebody. I just felt that in my spirit. You will have help. This is my will for your life. Be steadfast and unmovable. Prepare to go to the promised land. It will be everything you've imagined. Wait for me. Steady and pace yourself. Don't move too quickly. Hasten yourself to me, your Father. Let me guide you and be your pathway. Ooh, Monitor your tone, your actions, your words. I'm sorry, I have to go back on that pathway. So God gave me that word. He gave me this word on February 18th. I was in the park yesterday. I was in the park yesterday. Okay, today's Sunday. I was in the park on Saturday afternoon, and I was walking. And it's a huge park, so it's a lot of people there. But I'm walking, and I was literally walking down this pathway. And the pathway had two, like, the pathway that I was walking down, it had went separate ways. So it veered off, and it went to the left. It veered off, and it went to the right. So I get to this crossroad, and, you know, I'm on my walk listening to worship music. And God literally stopped me in the middle of it and said, "Which way will you choose?" And I'm like, "God, what you mean?" And he was literally starting to talk to me about a decision that the body of Christ is going to have to make, the chosen ones. There's going to be an opportunity that is going to present itself to you, and you're going to have to be able to make the right decision. There is going to be two options. You're going to make the decision in your flesh, or you're going to make the decision in your spirit. And God started giving me all kind of scriptures to go with that. I'm going to leave those scriptures in the description box, or in the show notes, I should say. So that word pathway, he literally started giving me scriptures about paths, about the path that you take, about the route that you go to get to the destiny. He has been talking to me so heavily about this, and I really want to share those scriptures with you all. So please, 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 go and look at those scriptures in the bottom bar. So continue the word. All right, Jesus, monitor your tone, your actions, your words. They will be greatly watched. You are about to shine like David. Prepare to leave. Then I went to sleep because it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Lord, I'm tired. So I'm falling back to sleep. But God kept waking me up, and I heard the words, "The promises of God are yes and amen." So he gave me the scripture, 2 Corinthians 1:20. And then I heard, "He will do what he promised." That's a scripture as well. 2 Peter 3:9-11. So then he started telling me, "You're about to see me as a promise keeper." And I'm like, "Oh Lord, you're stirring me. Let me just go ahead and get up." So I got up, and all day that day, I was just sitting in silence, waiting for the Lord to give me more, waiting for him to give me instructions, waiting on him to just pour more and more into me. So he gave me a bunch of scriptures. So let's go ahead and break that part down. So I have some notes here too. So this is my first point. Number one, you are established. Make way for your gifts. Remember me and prosper. Go and sin no more. You are clean. So when he was saying that, he was reminding me of dealing with pride and idols, as we had been talking about on the previous episode, right? Being unequally yoked with unclean spirits, toxic relationships. God literally, he had to make you clean. He had to take you away from those people in order for you to become clean, for him to clean your heart, for him to clean your mind, to get rid of that residue, right? To get rid of that toxicity. Oh, God literally had to clean you up. So he gave me Ezekiel 36:25. "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols." Remember, we just talked about idolatry, right? Verse 26, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws." Oh, so everything that you've learned in that process, everything that you've obtained, all of that information that God has given you in this process, he says, you're going to need it. Verse 28, "Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people and I will be your God. I will save you from all your uncleanness. Ugh. I will call for the grain and make it plentiful and will not bring famine upon you. I will increase the fruit of the trees, the crops of the field, so that you will no longer suffer disgrace among the nations because of famine. Then you will remember your evil ways and wicked deeds, and you will loathe yourselves for your sins and detestable practices. I want you to know that I am not doing this for your sake, declares the sovereign Lord. Be ashamed and disgraced for your conduct, people of Israel. Verse 33. This is what the sovereign Lord says. On the day I cleanse you all of your sins, I will resettle your towns, and the ruins will be rebuilt. The desolate land will be cultivated instead of lying desolate in the sight of all who pass through it. I'm getting stirred. They will say, this land that was laid waste has become like the Garden of Eden. The cities that were lying in ruins, desolate and destroyed, are now fortified and inhabited. Remember how we said, how I gave the other prophetic word about unexpectedly? This is something, this blessing, what it's talking about in this text is the land, that the promised land, is not going to be because you're smart. You're not gonna get there because you're smart. You're not gonna get there because you know how to do something. You're literally gonna get there because of God's grace, because of his mercy, because he has a promise to fulfill, because he's a man of his word, because he told you that this was gonna happen, so he's gonna make it happen, not you. Oh, okay. Verse 36, then the nations around you that remain will know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt what was destroyed and have replanted what was desolate. You're not going to be the one that gets the glory. You're following me. God said, you're following me. You're following my decrees. You're following who I am, my ways. You're not going to be able to get the glory for this. So when that door opens and you walk through that door, it's going to be because I did it, not you. All right, Lord. Anyway. I, the Lord, have spoken and I will do it. Verse 37, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Once again, I will yield to Israel's plea and do this for them. I will make their people as numerous as sheep, as numerous as the flocks for offerings at Jerusalem during her appointed festivals. So will the ruined cities be filled with flocks of people. Then they will know that I am the Lord. So the blessing that is coming, the marriage that is coming, everything that's coming that God promised you, it's about to be fulfilled. Everything that he told you is going to be because of him. Period. Y'all taking notes? Okay. Number two. Point number two. Remain in me and I in you. John chapter 15, verse 3-8. Verse 3, you have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. If it is cut off, if you are apart from him, if you go astray, you can't do nothing. Like I was saying earlier on TikTok, every time I tried to pursue music, God cut it off. Every time I tried to pursue music my way, every time I tried to build a business or a relationship my way, he cut it off. Like unexpectedly, unforeseen ways. Some people had to get hurt in the process. Some people lost their lives in the process, trying to help me get to where I thought I should be. God is not playing. That's why it's important for you to be connected, for you to stay connected, for you to stay in alignment with God. Because apart from him, you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Verse 4. So do you know what that means? That means that when you aren't fully submitted to the will of God, you'll be doing a bunch of stuff that's not what he wants for you. Meaningless, purposeless. It means that when his spirit ain't in what you do, it's you that's doing it. When you don't feel the presence of God, that means he ain't in it. He ain't in, he's not there. When God ain't talking to you and giving you the instruction, that means you doing it, not him. When his spirit ain't in the thing, your flesh is in the way. Verse 7, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. So in the study version, in my Bible study app, the concordance or the context, it literally says, many people try to be good and honest, but Jesus says that to live a truly good life, we must stay close to him like a branch attached to its vine in the same way that plants receive nutrients from their roots. We receive life-giving water from the Holy Spirit and food from God's word. These provide spiritual regenerative power. Jesus told his disciples they could ask for anything that would increase the fruit bearing. Apart from Jesus, we lose this connection and our efforts are unfruitful. Oh, can anybody just think about a time where you tried to do something a part of God? How far did you get? How were you able to sustain the thing? What happened? Were you successful? Do you still have that thing or that relationship now? Oh, okay. Anything apart from him is going to fail. Why? Because he has a purpose for you. He already has a plan and a purpose for you. So anything you try to do outside of his timing, anything you try to do outside of his will, it ain't gonna work, period. So verse 8 in that scripture, going back to John 15, we're in John 15, 3 through 8. Verse 8, the context says, when we bear much fruit like a fruitful branch, we glorify God each day. And he sends the sunshine and rain to make the crops grow. He's the source. He's the provider. Not you. It don't say when you send the sunshine and the rain, when you, it say when God, each day. So each day he's giving you the ideas when you're submitted on him. Each day he's giving you the instruction. Each day he's giving you the how to when you are submitted. When you are in him, when you remain in him, when you are not apart from him, but you are in him, when you are in his presence, when you are in his under his wing, when you are apart, when you are included in what he's doing. Okay. He sends the sunshine and rain to make the crops grow, and constantly he nurtures each tiny plant and prepares it to blossom. Ooh, he's preparing you to blossom. Oh my God. What a moment of glory for the Lord of the harvest. When the harvest is brought into the barns, mature and ready for use, he made it all happen. This farming analogy shows how God is glorified when people come into a right relationship with him and begin to bear much fruit in their lives. It also says fruit isn't just soul winning, which God has been highlighting to me in this next course I'm planning. Like, he literally gave me this to put into the course. And it's this whole thing about fruit bearing. Like, some of you are confused about what type of fruit that you're going to bear. Like, well, is this going to be fruitful? Is this going to be fruitful? How is that going to be fruitful? And let's go to Galatians 5, 22 through 23. The type of fruit that God is talking about is the fruit of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit. Like, I feel like this is too deep for y'all. I feel like y'all are just, are y'all still here? Okay. Galatians 5:22. verse 22 and 23. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Woo! Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law, there is no law against these things. So point number three, you will lack nothing. Going back to the word that he gave me. He brought me to Judges chapter 18, verse 10. When you get there, the land, you will find the people living carefree lives. God has given us a spacious and fertile land, lacking in nothing. So as I said, studying is important, right? So when I did some studying on this, I found out that the people of Israel were split into multiple tribes. When they got out of Egypt, they were split into multiple tribes. And I'm going to start reading chapter 18, verse 1. In those days, Israel had no king. And in those days, the tribe of the Danites, was seeking a place of their own where they might settle. Because they had not yet come into an inheritance among the tribes of Israel. Verse 2. So the Danites sent five of their leading men from Zorah and Eshtaol. I can't pronounce that word. To spy out the land and explore it. This is getting good. Keep going. Explore it. These men represented all the Danites. They told them, go explore the land. So they entered the hill country of Ephraim and came to the house of Micah, where they spent the night. When they were near Micah's house, they recognized the voice of the young Levite. So they turned in there and asked him, who brought you here? What are you doing in this place? Why are you here? He told them what Micah had done for him and said, he has hired me and I am his priest. Verse 5, then they said to him, please inquire of God to learn whether our journey will be successful. My God. Anyway, verse 6, the priest answered them, go in peace. Your journey has the Lord's approval. Verse 7, so the five men left and came to Laish, where they saw that the people were living in safety, like the Sidonians, at peace and secure. And since their land lacked nothing, they were prosperous. Oh my God. Are y'all getting this? Like, are y'all still here? Are you all here on TikTok? Like, am I here? Am I rejoicing by myself? Are you still here? So he brought me to another scripture, Psalms 23 and 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. The place that you're going, you will lack nothing. So stop trying to figure out how you're going to provide for yourself. Stop trying to figure out where. Stop trying to figure out how. You will lack nothing. Your bills will be paid. Okay, you won't have to worry about what you're worrying about now or what you ever had to worry about. You won't. All of your issues, all of your troubles, all of that is going to be gone. Period. Psalms 34:9. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. Lack nothing. So this part of the word, the breakdown, is for the ladies, okay? Proverbs 31, 10 through 11. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. I'm about to run up out of this room. I am about to run. I am about to have a conniption. I am about to catch the Holy Ghost. So then the Lord brought me to James 1, verse 1 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Oh, God. I need to calm down. My fourth point. It will be hard to please everyone, but most will accept you. Going back to the word, it said, you will be well known amongst your peers. You are ready. The door is opening. Prepare for the move. By faith and provision, you will have help. This is my will for your life. Be steadfast and unmovable. Prepare to go to the promised land. So God brought me to Hebrews 11 and 8. It says, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Oh, my God, my God. I'm finna run. I hear the organ playing. Does anybody else, or is it just me? Anyway, point number five. It will be everything you imagined. The part of the word that said, wait for me, steady and pace yourself. Don't move too quickly. Haste yourself to me. The word haste means excessive speed or urgency of movement or action. Hurry. So when the door opens, God said, don't run to it. Don't run towards it. Don't be so quick to run towards it. Be quick to run towards me. When you get that phone call, that opportunity, that email, whatever, don't move too quickly towards it. Okay? But hasten yourself towards God for clarity and further instruction. Okay? The part where he says, let me guide you and be your pathway. Monitor your tone, your actions, your words. They will be greatly watched. You are about to shine like David. Prepare to leave. Be ready. So then, I'm reading something else. So going back to the part where he said the promises of God are yes and amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For no matter how many promises God has made, however many, some of y'all be thinking, well, God ain't gonna do all this. It's impossible. Maybe I should just focus on one promise at a time. God say, no, all of them. Every single one of them, all of the promises that I've given you, each and every single one of them, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 through 11. Going back to the part where he says he will do what he promised. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Lord, why am I waiting so long? Why am I here? Why haven't I gotten the phone call yet? Why hasn't my husband come into my life yet? Why am I still at this job? Well, you said, well, I mean, well, It says the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you. Name a person in your life that has ever been patient with you. Name somebody in your life, an ex, a boyfriend, a family member, somebody who has ever been patient with you. That's why you're impatient, because you don't know what patience is. You don't know what it looked like. No one ever showed you how to be patient. It's always been hurry, 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 get, go, go, go. But it says instead he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. The reason you had to wait was so that he can establish your relationship, establish your foundation, get you to repent, show you things that will make you have to come to repentance for. So after you repent, then you can start living a new life. Then you can turn from your wicked ways. Then you can become a better person. Then you can be renewed. Then your mind can become new. Your heart can become clean. Okay? So while you wait, he's trying to get you to repent. He's trying to get you to come into repentance in right relationship with him. Like I said, that's why he's been having us wait. That's why he's been having us wait to develop patience, which is a fruit of the Spirit. He's trying to develop the fruits of the Spirit before he sends you out. in the land of the wolves. Why do we always think the land, the promised land, yes, it's going to be, you know, filled with milk and honey. It's going to be good. But there's wolves living there too. It's going to be some wolves there. But if you don't have self-control, if you don't have patience, if you don't have love, if you don't have forgiveness, what type of fruit are you going to bear in the land? Come on, somebody. There is a lot of things that God is doing that are new to us. So you may think it's strange that God is sending you into a certain industry or a certain position, or he's cultivating a gift for a reason. You may think it's strange, like, oh, I ain't never did this before, or I didn't think that it was going to be like this. I thought it was going to be like that. And the development of the fruits of the Spirit are what you need to sustain where you are going. It's for life. It's not, honestly, it's not even just for the promise. It's not even just for the promised land. It's for your life. You have to be able to discern and know what fruit is God trying to prune me of in this season right now. Why am I waiting? He's developing patience. Why am I feeling like I need to heal? Why do I feel like God is leading me to heal? Because he's developing, let me go up. He's developing faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, kindness. He wants you to heal so you can be kind to his people. Exodus 3, she said, I never heard that part, the milk and honey part. That went crazy. That's in Exodus 3. I had to double check it too. I was like, God, ain't that heaven? So heaven going to be milk and honey, and then the promised land going to have milk and honey in it? Like, I need you to break that down for me. So Exodus 3. So think it not strange that things keep shifting in your life. Like, God is pruning these fruits. Like, he's developing these fruits in you. So that you won't perish, so that you won't demolish the blessing, so you don't mess it up, right? So that you know how to have self-control when people are trying to bash you or people's opinions try to come on you. He wants you to have self-control. And he's going to use an area of your life that you have not had self-control in to develop self-control. Verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Verse 11, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives. We were in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 through 11. So then God started speaking to me in his word. He started speaking to me about promises. Like, he's a promise keeper. You're about to see God as a promise keeper, right? So point number six, you're about to see God as a promise keeper. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 through 39. You need to persevere. Peter was like, oh, that's not Peter. Whoever wrote Hebrews, they was like, you need to persevere. So that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Verse 37. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. That shit, that can shout right there. Verse 38. But my righteous one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. Verse 39, but we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. So in verse 37, when it says, for in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. That made me think of Amos chapter 3, verse 13 through 15. And this one is in the Message version. It says, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree. things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I make everything right again for my people, Israel. This whole time, all of these scriptures, everything that we've been talking about this whole time, this whole word has been talking about the people of Israel. People who have been in bondage. The people that, it's coming to me now. The people that were the descendants of Abraham. When Abraham left, God told him, I'm going to make a nation out of you. Israelites, the Israelites were that nation. And he made a promise to Abraham and said that I'm going to free them. I'm going to bring them out of Egypt. I'm going to bring them out of bondage so that they can live in the land that I promised them. So as we go through Hebrews, as we go through Amos, as we go through all of these scriptures, they're talking about Israelites, the people who have been oppressed. If y'all have been following this ministry, we've been talking about Exodus 3 in November and December. Basically, God was saying, I'm about to take you out of your oppression and into the promised land. So it's been this journey, right? This pruning journey in the wilderness, us finding out who we are, God establishing us, establishing our relationship with him, establishing the covenant, establishing the promise. So now that you have come to a point where you're no longer in exile, you're no longer in Egypt, bondage, you're no longer in that toxic relationship, you're no longer at that job, you're no longer in what you were in, but now you've come to a point where now you're about to receive it. That can shout right there. So, where was I? You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. I think this is verse 14. And everywhere you look, blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I make everything right again for my people, Israel. So then he brought me to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. I can't touch this. I can't even go into it the way I want to. Point number 7. Is this my final point? I don't know. But point number 7, there's a reward coming. Then I heard the word diligently seek him. So he brought me to Hebrews 6. But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. That's in the Amplified version. So God gave me another word a month ago that I'm about to release to you all right now. This was before he rebuked me the other day in the last episode. This is before he beat me up. You know, he literally gave me the rod. Like, I felt like I was being whooped again. You know, I was having flashbacks to my childhood. So this was before he rebuked and disciplined me the other day. So it was a warning word that would come. So January 20th, 2022 at 3:47 a.m. God started speaking to me and he said, God is checking the crevices. He's checking under the bed. The dark areas in your life, exposing you, removing some things in the process. He's making some things clear. This is what he gave me. He's sending me help in my business. I saw some people. I had like a vision of people getting on a Zoom session with me, and I started prophesying to them regarding the next steps of business planning. That's what I had interpreted. But now I realize, I believe that vision in January was to remind me of what he told me January 1st about the Pursuing Wholeness Challenge. Now, it ain't even going to be called the Pursuing Wholeness Challenge. It's going to be called something else. Why? Because God had already gave it to me in January, the 1st of January. I literally had to go back like 2 days ago, and he reminded me what you're in the process of planning right now. I already told you to do that. Like, you're in alignment, but go back to see what I already gave you to put with this. Like, I already told you to do this. So that vision that I had was a reminder for me to do my next course, right? So it continues, the word continues. God is making room for your gifts, developing your mindset, giving you prophetic insight and relief, instructions for tomorrow, cultivating your strategies. Again, with the word cultivate. Come on now, Lord. Invading your norm. Intruding your routines. He's about to place a holy hustle on you. It's not going to be by might, by power, but by his spirit. He's involved. He's about to bless you. He's about to reshape your character and integrity. This is going back to unexpectedly, the word that I gave on my last episode of the podcast, unexpectedly. Dealing with idolatry, dealing with things. Once we've come out of exile, bondage, we went into this kind of idolatry, this idolatrous mindset, and started to put other things above God, just like the Israelites. But anyway, sorry, I got a little there. But he dealt with us on that last podcast episode. So y'all make sure you go back and read it. Make sure you go back and listen to it if you haven't already. So he's reshaping your character and integrity. Make you more like him so they won't be able to deny you. They'll have to give you the position. They'll just have to give you the home. They'll have to give you the finances. They'll have to give you the grants. They'll have to give you the resources. They'll have to give you the proper benefits and structure for prosperous living. They're just going to have to give it to you. Why? Because you've been faithful over a few. Matthew 25:23, his master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." You've been seeking him. You've been asking him for things. You've been coming for him. Like, you've been coming to him, looking for him. You've been seeking him above all else and others. Right? So Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. It's your turn for peace. It's your turn to live a different lifestyle. It's your turn. I literally had, when he was giving me this word, I remember, and I wrote this down. I had a vision of, y'all know that song in Aladdin, where Aladdin was coming to the palace. Make way for King Ali. I literally had that vision. I thought about that. I started singing a song. I'm like, Lord, why? Why am I singing this? Make way for King. Why? 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 And it just made me think, oh God, oh Lord. Y'all, going back to the word, your big announcement. I don't know why these prophetic words are all in alignment. Well, yeah, I know, but all of these prophetic words are in alignment with all of the other prophetic words that I've given. So going back to your big announcement, when you enter into this place, the promised land, people are going to stop and stare and wonder, who is that? Who is King Ali? Who is that? That's a new king? Who is that? Who is the new? He said, that's why he said, you're about to shine like David, because they did the same thing to him. When he got in the room, they was like, who is this? Who is this? Who is this man that has been put in charge of us? Who is this? You're about to shine like David. It's too much revelation. Lord, why do you do this to me? So the other part of the word said, I'm about to lay out the plan for you, the carpet, the red carpet, the pathway to destination. Going back to that word again, pathway. Release instruction like never before. Get ready and stay prepared. So remember the scripture that I gave in the last podcast episode, Luke 12:34-48. And I don't have time to dissect that, but it's basically saying you need to be ready when the Lord comes. Like all of this pruning, all of this developing the fruits of the spirit, all of this establishment, everything that he's been doing, you need to be ready. Like now's the time for you to be ready. So when Jesus comes back, when God comes back and checks your fruit, well, I put him through all of these situations. Do they have the fruit of the spirit? Do they have self-control? Do they have gentleness? Do they have patience? Do they have kindness? Do they have love in their heart for their enemies? Do they have self-control? Oh, okay, they do. Let's go. Next level. Isaiah 43:16-19. This is what the Lord says. He who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters. Again, this word path. He who brings out the chariot and the horse, the army and the mighty warrior. They will lie down together. They will not rise again. They have been extinguished. They have been out. They have been put out like a lamb's wick. Verse 18, do not remember the former things or ponder the things of the past. Oh my God. Listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? Do you not perceive it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. These are the words I heard. Oh, sorry. I'm thinking I'm, you know, reading the scripture still. But these are the words that I heard. So write this down. Favor. Storehouse, wealth, righteous, recompense, salvation, tithing, that was for somebody, increase, salary change, tax bracket shift, and last but not least, receive. So when God first gave me this word, y'all, all of this word, this 52 minutes of revelation, right? When he gave me this word and he put everything together from the previous word, from all of the other episodes, when he finally put this thing together and it came together in one, I had to sit with this thing for 2 days. I had to let my soul catch up. I had to let my spirit catch up to it. Not only was my mind and my head swimming, but I had to receive it. I couldn't just blurt it out and get it out right when God gave it to me. I had to sit with it so that I can receive it, so that he can rebuild my faith, so that he can reestablish what he already said. So that he can begin to cultivate a new belief system. So that he can reignite what I was believing for. So that he can confirm and reaffirm what he had already been telling me in this season of wilderness. There's been a lot of waiting, but do you have patience? You've been fighting addictions, but do you now have self-control? God has been telling you to heal. He's been telling you to forgive. Do you now have love for the person that broke your heart? Think of everything that God has been pruning and has been doing in this season, in this time of cultivation. Think of the fruit. Like, ask him, God, what fruit has been produced in me during this process? What fruit do I still need to work on? In order to move to the next level, in order to move into the promised land, what do you want to still develop in me? What has to change? Who has to leave? What mindset shifts do I have to take hold of? What do I need to receive before I can fully contain and obtain what you have for me. Going back to the video that I posted on TikTok yesterday when I went for my walk, he was telling me this pathway, when you let your flesh lead you, this pathway is going to lead to destruction every time. Not sometimes, every time. What you do in your flesh is not going to prosper. But if you choose this path, if you choose ye this day, if you allow God to guide you and walk you through this promised land, get you there. If you trust him enough, if you take this route, if you take this pathway, the pathway of your spirit, then you will see what God has for you. Then you will enter the promised land. Then you will get there. Then you will obtain favor. Then you will walk through that door. Then you will enter the room. Then you will enter into the marriage, the covenant that I promised you way from the beginning in Genesis. The same, who is this for? The same promise that he gave Adam when he said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will give him a wife. That same promise that he gave Adam is the same promise that he's giving to you. But you got to walk by your spirit. You got to walk in your spirit, not your flesh, because you're going to choose wrong every time. If you allow your flesh to get you into that relationship or get you into that room, something is going to go wrong. Something is going to be detoured. Something is going to be destructed. Something is going to be demolished. Something is going to be taken away from you. Something is going to be counted against you. Something is going to be It's going to be wrong. It's going to be out of place. It's going to be out of order. But if you can choose the pathway and truly accept the calling that God has over your life, truly accept the pathway that he wants you to take, the route that he deems necessary for you. Think about it. Every time we choose our flesh, we don't grow. Every single time we choose our flesh, we do not grow. But when you choose what the Spirit wants, what the Holy Spirit wants, the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of you, when you truly choose what the Holy Spirit wants, there's an opportunity for growth. Like, you go higher. You go higher. There isn't any delays. You go straight up. There's a catapult. Like, it's only up from here. But when you choose your flesh, you go down. You keep delaying yourself. You go in a different direction. You're not going up. You're going this way, or you're going that way, or you're going backwards. So, I hope that this word was encouraging to all of you, those who are on TikTok, those who are listening to this podcast episode, those who are catching the replay. I hope that this word was encouraging to you all. I pray that you make a decision, even today, even right now. Who am I going to serve? Who am I going to choose on today? Am I going to want everything my flesh wants? Or am I just going to make the decision to want whatever my spirit wants? Am I going to take this route that God has placed on my path? Am I going to take this pathway? I'm not going to know all of the answers if I go this way of the Spirit. I'm not going to be able to see where I'm going. I'm not always going to have all of the details. I'm going to have to suffer. I'm going to have to go through some things. I'm going to have to be pruned. But in the end, I'm going to see everything that God has for me. Are you going to take that route? Or are you going to go and take your flesh route and just hurry up and get there? Hurry up and get the blessing. Hurry up and get the fame, the opportunity. Hurry up and get into the marriage. Rush yourself. You want to walk by the Spirit, or you want to rush in your flesh? The choice is yours. But Andrea, your leader, your whatever you want to call me, your leader, like, I'm choosing the Spirit every time. I don't care what this person or that person is going to offer me in the future. I'm choosing my Spirit. I'm submitting to the Holy Spirit. I want what He has for me every time, because it's going to save me from destruction. I've seen that life. I've seen the lifestyle that I settled for, doing things in my flesh. I've seen what that looks like. I've seen what that felt like. I'm running towards the Spirit, y'all. Period. Like, I'm running where God, where you at? If you ain't over here, I'm leaving. If you ain't going this way, I'm not going that way either. What you want, Lord? Okay? So, the Lord is saying, choose ye this day. I hope that you all are still celebrating the 100th episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. Haven't we come a mighty long way? Hey, Jesus, nothing but the grace of God. Please leave a review. Don't forget to leave a review and a rating. Share your experience. How has this podcast been helping you? How has being in alignment and staying in alignment with God, being connected with this podcast, how has it helped you? Please just share your experience. You don't even have to use your real name. Just share your experience. Share your testimony, right? Let other people know that there is redemption. Let other people know that there is a God, a mighty God that we serve. Let people know that. Don't just keep it in. Don't just keep it in. Right? So, I love you all. I hope that this was a blessing to you all. I love you all. And I will talk to y'all in my next episode. Bye.